This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, man, there's another sign out there. It's a strange story, but it's one of those signs that you hear me talk about a lot on the Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, by the way. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Yeah, a lot of interesting stuff happening. And here's what it is. This is a political story. The publisher of a Pittsburgh newspaper on Saturday defended the controversial firing of his editorial cartoonist, saying he hasn't been funny in a long time. He's just become too angry for his health or for his own good. John Block, the publisher and editor-in-chief of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, told Politico he's obsessed with Trump. Now, just stop for a second. I want you to consider what I just told you. A major newspaper in the state of Pennsylvania, in a big city, Pittsburgh, is telling you that his comic is obsessed with Donald Trump and he had to let him go. The veteran cartoonist Rob Rogers disputed Block's assessment as completely inaccurate and claimed that Block was mistaking strong opinion for anger. Rogers maintained that he was being let go for being too anti-Trump in his cartoons. Guys, do you understand what's happening here? We've got a typically leftist, medium, the newspapers in big cities. How many of those left are conservative in any way, even balanced? The New York Times, the LA Times, the Chicago Tribune, name me one, please. Somebody help me quick. I don't want to get too preachy. The firing came as journalists and comedians debate how to respond to a president who frequently lambastes the media as fake news, and 2 months after comedian Michelle Wolf was heavily criticized for biting humor aimed at Trump and Sarah Sanders during the White House Correspondents' Dinner. That's not the only one. Look at all these late-night people. They can't stand Donald Trump. And you know where their ratings are? In the toilet. Do you know this? Leslie, forget her last name, the black chick that was in Ghostbusters. I went to see her comedy at a show not too long ago. Leslie, whatever her name is, big black chick, she said, we need to stop on SNL with all this politics nonsense. She goes, where's our funny? Where's our humor? You know what Leslie is saying? I want to know what she's saying. She's saying, I like Donald Trump. She won't come out and say that. But that's what she's saying. And she's saying, I've had enough. It's not even funny anymore because he's effective. You can talk about his hair. You can talk, you can do the old Alec Baldwin thing, which, by the way, Alec Baldwin says he could beat Trump in 2020. I should have added him to the list of clowns when I was talking earlier about this in the broadcast. Guys, that's a sign. You're watching Pennsylvania go from purple to red in this statement. I don't know all the details around this stuff. I don't know this guy's work, but I do know this. If he were anti-Trump and that paper felt like that was selling papers and it was moving the needle, he'd leave him. People are writing in going, what are you talking about? He brought back the coal industry. He's bringing back the steel industry. Hey, just for your information, folks, in case you didn't know this, there's a team in football called the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you know when they got that name? It wasn't because they were thieves. It was because steel, STEEL, used to be a big business in that area of the country, and it went away. And you know who's bringing it back? I'm going to give you a hint. His last name has 5 letters in it, and the 4th letter is an M, and it isn't Obama. Okay? Let me help you. It's Donald Trump. So if you wonder why the Pittsburgh steel company, you know, steel area of the nation, and Ohio and some of these other countries that have been called now, anybody want to use the name that they call them, the Rust Belt, are all saying, whoa, slow your roll, pump your brakes. You got many people going, we don't want to just, you know, let's not just be, you know, what's the word I'm going to, somebody help me with a word here. Let's not be too heavy-handed in dealing with Trump. Now, they're doing it softly. Because you can't, as a leftist, you can't come out. Leslie, what's her name, can't come out and say, I'm for Donald Trump. But she can say, look, why are we always doing politics? Is there not something else funny out there? Because you know what? I'm not really finding this funny anymore. Now, it takes a lot of guts for a woman who's making millions of dollars doing her comedy, now a fixture on Saturday Night Live, to call them out. It takes a lot of guts for the owner of this paper to say to his comic, look, I've had enough. Now, the comic says, well, I'm not anti-Trump. I'm just doing whatever he talks about. Oh, so what's this guy got? What are his comics about? Trump ripping babies away from their families. That was the last one I saw. Now, think what you want about this situation, but I'm going to tell you something. When you cross the border into another country, take your children and put them in harm's way, and you get arrested, and somebody else, now the state or the country, has to deal with your children, that's not them ripping your child away from you. That's you having done something stupid, gotten yourself arrested. And as far as I'm concerned, it's no different than somebody committing armed robbery, shooting somebody, raping somebody, and having to go to prison. I mean, any difference? Any parent who does something stupid that gets them separated from their kids is a negligent parent, and you don't blame the system. But the left, in their, you know, their zest, their zeal to get Donald Trump, want to make people believe that. I tweeted the other day, I said, look, leftists, no matter how you try to spin it, I don't care how many Holly weirdos and entertainers you get to talk about separation of parents from their kids, you will not sell this lie. Nobody's buying it. We all know how the game's being played now, and it's over. So keep on at it. But guys, I'm telling you, this is one of those signs that you have to look for, that you have to understand that times are changing. You know, we got a lot to talk about. There was a shooting at an arts festival. I want to get into that. Drag 101, if you haven't heard this story, you're going to love it. Hillary Clinton's tales of woe. We'll get into that. Tons of stuff. Seriously, keep it here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I am still playing catch-up from the weekend. I'm not kidding. At all. I mean, there's a ton to talk about. We could be talking about this, IG report for the next month. We will be. There'll be more and more things that come out. The Democrats will deny what's happening, but we know what's happening, and it's bad news for them. And we could be talking about this cabal that the left has right now where they believe they're going to convince you that separation of these kids from their parents, these illegals and their parents, the little Terrence and their parents, is your fault. You are heartless people. How dare you allow these kids to be separated from one another? And I mean, they have everybody chiming in. If you want to watch the system at work, watch what's happening with illegals and their kids. You would think, to listen to this story, that there have never been kids separated from their parents. Does anybody remember Alien Gonzalez? You remember when they were trying to keep this kid? Bill Clinton had armed people going in so they could deport this kid back to Cuba. Does anybody remember this? And you could go on and on. Barack Obama and the idiot left brought these kids in with the very intent of where we are today, Oh, how are you going to separate the kids from their parents? Did anybody ask this of, I don't know, Jeffrey Dahmer? Oh, Kevin, he was an adult. Yeah. Let me just put it to you this way. If you knew who Jeffrey Dahmer was, would you have cared if his parents were separated from him? You would have wanted Jeffrey Dahmer separated from his parents and him quarantined. I mean, it's so funny to watch him. And here's the deal. We react to it, and so they move on. Oh, well, they reacted, so let's keep on pushing this narrative. The narrative is, here's, you know, America, heartless, inhumane America, is separating parents from their kids. Yeah, they've been doing it for decades. And guess what? They've been doing it all over the world. You know what they do in Africa, many parts of Africa, where they separate kids from their parents? They kidnap them. Then they put them in these gangs. And they make the kids go shoot their parents as loyalty to the gang. Do you ever hear the so-called leftist humanitarians talking about that? What about the people that separate their kids in the Middle East from their parents and make them into sex slaves? I'm talking boys and girls. Do you ever hear any of them talking about that? Of course not. Because the left doesn't want to tell you the whole story. They don't want to tell you that if you do an illegal act, your kids are separated from you regardless. Hey, the point of reference, Kevin Jackson. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, by the way, kjradio.com. And in fact, call and tell me your separation story, 844-551-8255. My dad involuntarily got separated from his kids when my mom left his sorry butt. And then he went on to commit armed robbery and end up in prison. Do you think the left cares about that? My mother, who died, you know, it essentially was not voluntary, but she got separated from her kids. Do you think the left cares about Kevin Jackson? Oh, yeah, Kevin. Yeah, we'll put you into foster care or whatever. You know who cared about the separation of Kevin and his brother from the family? His family. That's who cared. My grandparents promptly adopted me and my brother. Well, they brought us in, and then they were told later on they needed to adopt us. And we lived with my grandparents. That's who raised me. That was separation from my parents. Separation from your parents happens. Sometimes it's through, you know, acts of God, like with my mom. Sometimes it's through voluntary separation, like my mom did my dad. Other times, it's because of people who don't care, like the men who leave their children who without a care in the world. Sometimes it's due to bad circumstances, like a crackhead mother or an abusive set of parents. Sometimes it's for who knows. Sometimes it's bad, you know, there's malfeasance, kidnappings, murder, whatever. It happens. And don't try to make it something so super special. Oh, my goodness. It happens. And guess what? If the illegals were to stay in their country, we wouldn't be dealing with this. How does this become America's problem? Somebody just explain it to me. Because it actually isn't America's problem. That's the deal. It's not our problem. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about some news, because we aren't getting to all the stuff, and I just proved why. I get off on a tangent. There was a shooting at a New Jersey arts festival. I believe it's over 20 people who were shot, one person killed, and it was over some sort of a beef. Did you guys hear about this? Yeah, they. I don't know. It was in Trenton, New Jersey, where I happen to have been born. And I was asking myself, do you think that Trenton, New Jersey thinks it's Chicago? I mean, that's kind of Chicago numbers. 22 people shot, one dead. That's a day in Chicago. What in the world, Trenton? You trying to do something out of the norm? By the way, Trenton is a terrible town to grow up in. It's like Newark. It's like Camden. There are many areas in New Jersey, these cities, where you just go, well, you don't want to be around them. Anyway, I just found it interesting that at an arts festival, they had a shooting. This wasn't a rap concert, a hip-hop concert. This was an arts festival. This goes to show you how bad liberalism is. Hey, how about this little story? You're going to love it. Hillary Clinton's Tales of Woe. I love this story. This came in Fox News as Clinton recalled her youth in a YouTube video posted by the school. As I would go out looking to play, the kids who were already there would circle around me, bully me, knock me to the ground. I would get up and run crying in the house. This went on for weeks. It was a pattern of our lives. She then described being forced to fight another girl. That's what did it for Hillary. Hillary got her butt kicked so much as a kid, she said, when I grow up, I'm just killing every doggone body. I'm killing people. If you wrong me, I will have the troops and kill you. Go look at the, we've written a post on it. It was 47 lives in the wake of Hillary Clinton. Believe me, it's many more than that now. It's in the 50s. And I'm surprised Hillary Clinton didn't go back, didn't take, get in the Wayback Machine and just go back and kill all the people that used to beat her up. Let me ask you, do you believe, as I do, that if you ever beat up Hillary Clinton, if this scenario is true, which it probably isn't, it's like Bill Clinton talking about all the church burnings he saw as a kid, but if it were true, do you think these people would be scared to death of Hillary Clinton if you beat her up as a kid? Man, I would ask to be put in with, I'd go to the FBI, hey, listen, can you put me in witness protection? Mr. Jackson, what did you do? I beat up Hillary Clinton 50 years ago. Yeah, we better get you in there right away, sir. Woo! Here's what she says. Accidentally, one of my arms touched the girl and she fell over. So I was now part of the neighborhood and she became my best friend growing up. I don't know if she was saying that this girl created a scenario that made Hillary look bigger than life. Like I touched her arm and she fell over like, oh my gosh, you know, the tough girl. But I don't buy anything Hillary Clinton says. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Just like I promised during the campaign, our economic policy can be summed up in 3 very beautiful words, words that you probably know better than anybody in this country. Jobs, jobs, jobs.
Just a sampling of the remarks delivered by President Trump earlier today at the National Federation of Independent Business's 75th anniversary celebration. being held in Washington, D.C. Also today on Capitol Hill, Senate Republican leaders are rushing to try to pass a bill that would end family separations at the border, including Texas Senator John Cornyn.
What we would do is move these families to the head of the line. In the interim, they would be in a humane, safe, and secure family facility, and hopefully we'll get this problem addressed right away. My hope is this is not going to be something we're going to do over a matter of weeks and months, but something we could do in a matter of days.
This is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus get up to three free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. If you're streamed optimized at up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
SAT scores of a third grader and get into Harvard. Shut up! Tired of your constant bitching, Grossteen? All you know how to do is upsize my fries. Push the picture of the big box on the cash register and you say you want $15 an hour? How are you going to read your paycheck? Get a crew. Something Wong. Out.
Oh, heck yeah. Something is Wong here. Yeah, the... I knew it was going to come. When I developed this concept of this Asian kid, Something Wong, who would right the wrongs, you know, like the Asian superhero, and I did it because of Russell Peters, who had a clip about Asian superhero.
Cock Sung Bong. Does that mean you're going to get high? Hey, you want a Cock Sung Bong? That's a wicked name, man. Cock Sung Bong. I don't know if I'm saying it wrong or not, but this is the way it is now. Sounds cooler than Anthony. Unless you're Anthony by day and Cock Sung Bong by night. You feel like a Chinese superhero, man. China Man. You got two chopsticks on his shirt. Shooting noodles out of his wrist. Catching bad guys with stale fortune cookies. Confucius say, you go to jail, bad boy.
And thus, my Chinese superhero was born. And the reason for that was I looked at the inequities of the so-called minorities, the people who are... You know, if America's racist, it's not just racist against blacks. It's racist against Latinos, and it's racist against Asians. I'm talking about Asians of the Indian persuasion and Asians of the Chinese persuasion. We don't hear much about Japanese or Koreans. It's mostly Chinese, but it's Asians as a whole. And so it made me create this superhero, Something Wong, that was originally Tap Song Bong, right? And it got me really thinking about if I were Asian, what would I be saying with the notion that I have to have higher SAT scores than everybody in order to get the same thing in a country that supposedly is leveling the playing field for all. Leveling the playing field for Asians means you have to penalize them. So I know I'm not the only person thinking about this. I remember when an Asian got shot in California by a cop. And the Asian people raised hell because they were like, He shot our cop, you know, and they started doing what black people do. They're, this is no justice, no peace. And I said, let me tell you something. If the Asians start complaining, you know leftism has gone way overboard. Now, don't misunderstand me. They have a legitimate complaint when it comes to, well, actually, when it comes to even policing. They have a, Asians have the, they are legit. When you got to score higher than white people and to get into a college, Asians are going, what's up with this? And what's funny about it is the Asians are going, we're not all brilliant. You may think we're all brilliant, but we're not. Let me tell you what's happening. And I've told this on the show before. I had a conversation with a Chinese man at an airport and we were talking about this very issue. And you know what he said to me? He says, Kevin, there's a misconception that Asians are smart, smarter than most. He goes, it's a complete misconception. And I went, really? Now, I lived in China, and there are part, he didn't convince me of anything new here, but it was a bit of a revelation. Now, and here's what I'm talking about. He says the average person in China is no more smart than the average person in America or any other country. He goes, what happens in America is you get our best. And he goes, and you know what our best do when they come to your country? They are industrious. They see the opportunity and they seize on it. He goes, that's it in a nutshell. You take our top X percent, say 10%, and that top 10% is your top 1%. Because not only are they smart, they're industrious. So they go at it. And they make their own way. And they don't complain because it is a culture of not complaining. They have a cultural inside of the Asian culture is, you know, you cannot embarrass your family. You know what I'm saying? So that's what these guys do. So they come over here and they're very successful. But now they're beginning to see, you know what? We've had too much success. Too much success. And liberals will try to destroy you. They will use your success against you. They, if you don't become the squeaky wheel, liberals will take advantage of you. They will let every other group walk over you. Asians are the minority conservatives of sorts. They really are. They're almost like black conservatives in one sense, except they're just not very vocal. So anyway, in what I'm calling racist Harvard, a group claims that Harvard put quotas on Asian American applicants, and they contend that the university scores them higher than other students of other races on academics and extracurricular activities, but they rank them lowest in, quote, personal category, covering such traits as likability and attractive to be with. Now, let me tell you what that does. What they're saying is, we're going to deflate the Asians by taking this very subjective thing. And if we ever get called on this, we'll say, well, oh, something wrong. He's just not very likable. He's not very personable. He's not, well, you know, the part, he's not going to enjoy the college experience as much as these other people. And so we need to bring in this black kid who's got lower SAT scores. But I mean, come on, man. He's got a hip hop label and, you know, whatever else they want to tell you that this kid is doing. And it's strictly so they can legally discriminate against these Asian kids. And the Asian kids are going, wait, we understand what's going on here. And they got tiger moms and tiger dads. They have family that says, we understand the pedigree of Harvard and Princeton and Yale and these Ivy League schools, and you are now blocking us out, forcing us to go to state schools, and you're allowing these other kids who come in and squander their educations, and you're allowing them to get their Harvard pedigrees, so we have to work 10 times harder. And that's the left's way of balancing things out. It's no longer a meritocracy. It's just, hey, you know, we're going to even it out by saying the Asians aren't likable. How would you like to be declared not likable or attractive to be with? Not attractive to be with is what I'm getting at. So in a federal court filing in Boston, lawyers for the student group also asserted that while Harvard has a bias against Asian Americans, it shows a disproportionate preference for black and Hispanic applicants. Every one of the black and Hispanic applicants could easily be supplanted by an Asian kid. And not everyone, but the majority. the majority of them would easily be supplanted by an Asian kid. There are a few blacks and Hispanics who obviously have good families, etc., who would make it on their own. What Harvard is doing is it's playing one minority group against the other. And it thinks it can win because it's playing the squeakier wheel minority against the other one, the one that doesn't normally complain. And the Asians caught on to it because they're smart. It says what Harvard will not admit for students for fair admission said is that race is not only an important factor, it is the dominant consideration in admitting Hispanic and African Americans. An Asian American applicant with 25% chance of admission, for example, would have a 35% chance if he were white, a 75% chance if he were Hispanic, and a 95% chance if he were African American. And I bet you those percentages are right, because you know how good them Asians are at math.
Yeah, don't mess with their math.
Harvard counters that the statistical analysis on which the challengers rely are flawed in multiple ways, and say that the percentage of Asian American students has gone up over the past decade, perhaps, but not in relationship to the scores, not in relationship to the number of Asians who qualify. I bet you it's way down in comparison to that. I'm just saying, don't get them Asians working on that math. It won't be good. They said Asian Americans now make up nearly 23% of admitted students. African Americans constitute 15%, Latinos 12%. A category of all others, mainly white students, is 50%. Look, I don't care what the makeup of Harvard is. I don't. I don't care what the makeup of any school is. And the makeup of a school is a product of its, you know, geography. It's a product of the coursework, you know, the curriculum. It's a product of a lot of different things. And the idea that we're doing this, I think, is ridiculous. But with respect to the Asians, I do agree with them that this needs to be looked at. And look, 23% of admitted students, I understand Harvard's going, look, we are starting to get way too many Asians. That's a big percentage. But then there's a lot of them, and they are a big percentage of the world. Look at China, South Korea, forget North Korea, the Koreans, the Japanese, the Malaysians, the Indians. That's a lot of Asians that want their shot.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As I consider what's going on with the Democrats, I think of Phil Mickelson's play in the U.S. Open where he putted a moving ball and got a two-stroke penalty, and he ended up getting a 10 on a par 4, I think it was. A 10. I mean, that is a freaking meltdown. That's what's going on with the Democrats. They are ready to put the ball in motion. They won't even let it settle. It's like, to heck with the rules. We're just going to play. I tell you what, why don't you just put a big V, you know, like a wood thing by the hole, and you could putt into the V, and it'll make sure you make it no matter what. That's what the left wants. They want rules that ensure that they never lose. And I'm not even getting after Mickelson because I sense his frustration. I watched that tournament. If you're a golfer, holy cow. The USGA sets up these courses in a way that I think the leader won with a plus one. I mean, normally you're talking guys getting, you know, 10, 12 under par to win, and the average of the field playing, say, plus one or negative, you know, under, two under, something like that. These people, the winner was under par in four rounds. We're talking about the best golfers in the world who can't defeat this course over a four-day period playing bogey golf. I'm talking about, you know, one over, not 18 over. But there were many of these guys that were, you know, double digits over. And looking at this course, who was it? Zach Johnson said, what in the world? He's like, this is just crazy. And it ebbs and flows with the U.S. Open because the USGA, like last year, the winner was like 11 under. The year before that, same thing. Hardly anybody could break par. And I don't know if you follow golf, but the conditions of the course were bad. It was windy. The course dried out. You couldn't make putts. I mean, if you missed a putt by 6 inches, it was down the hill. And that was what was frustrating to Mickelson. Now, well, how does that all translate into the setup here in politics? The setup of the course for the Democrats, they set the course up so tough that they can't win. Doesn't matter what they hit. Doesn't matter how they putt, short game, long game, they are getting crushed. Maybe they come off the drive good, or off the tee, I should say. Maybe they come off the tee good, but after that, their game goes to hell. And the reason is they set the course up for failure. Now where they find themselves? They find themselves under scrutiny for the first time. When you say FBI, people don't go, oh, wow, he's with the FBI. For the first time in a long time, we recognize the FBI for what it is. It is an apparatus of the Democrat Party, no better than the Ku Klux Klan, no better than any group that is oppressing people inside of government. If you think of the CIA sanctioning, which means killing foreign leaders or whatever, think of the FBI as the domestic terrorist group inside of America that has been going after you by way of Donald Trump. Don't tell me, oh, Kevin, they just went after... No, they didn't. They went after Flynn. They've gone after Carter Page. They've gone after Papadopoulos. They've targeted Russians that have nothing to do with any of the things that Mueller is supposed to be investigating. And there are many, many others. They said Mueller opened up 150 subpoenas. For whom? That's just a veiled threat. You had Rosenstein talking about, I'll request all of your emails, Republicans, investigating this. This has been exposed. This is a course that's been set up where nobody can win except the winner. And you know what? Even though the winner won and didn't even achieve par, that's okay. Your winner here is Donald Trump. I know Koepka won 2 years in a row, and congratulations to him. But the real winner in this scenario, where I've used golf as a backdrop, is Donald Trump. He doesn't even have to finish below par. He doesn't even have to finish at par. The field is so devastated that even finishing below par, Donald Trump looks like a golden boy, a golden child. And that's what he is. Now we've got Strzok saying, you know what? I want to testify before Congress. You want to know why Peter Strzok wants to do that? He wants to clear his name. He has no possibility of doing it. But what he does have a possibility of doing is pointing the finger. People have been talking about Donald Trump shouldn't testify to Mueller. Donald Trump, why would he dare testify to Mueller? Let me ask you this. Okay, listen up. People listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. By the way, get a hold of us at kjradio.com. We're on Spreaker, iTunes, iHeart, all of it. You can catch this show 24/7 anytime you want. Anyway, give us a call, 844-551-8255. Let me ask you this. What could Strzok possibly gain by testifying before Congress, putting everything that he said in all those text messages out for the world to see. An adulterer, a guy fooling around on his wife inside of the FBI. I mean, is this a guy you want to trust? This is like Clinton having his affair with Lewinsky. Everybody, it's his personal life. No, it isn't. It's a matter of him being a public diplomat. And what does that say? What does it say to young women? What does it say to women in general? What does it say to the office of the presidency? And on and on. But no, they tell you it's his private life. Are you going to tell us this is Strzok's private life? Because that ship has sailed, baby. What is he going to say? If anybody's concerned about Donald Trump testifying to Mueller, I want to know what you think is going to come out of Peter Strzok, who said, we'll stop him. What is he going to tell you? I was just mad. I was just fooling about. It wasn't as bad as you think. You're putting way too much into it. Tell me. They're going to go easy on him now? He's going to testify in front of Congress. And I want to see, I don't know how you guys feel, I want to see Democrats defending what he said. I want to watch, I don't know who he testifies in front of, but I want to watch Kamala Harris say, well, surely you didn't mean that you would, you know, you'll get him at all costs like you said. What is he possibly going to say? He was removed from the Russia probe, the Russia collusion that supposedly existed between Trump, because he sent anti-Trump text messages. Somebody explain to me how you're going to put somebody on a probe to look objectively into Trump and the Russian collusion, and you hate him. You don't just dislike him. You hate him. You don't want him to be president at all cost. Oh, he's going before the House. Thank you for that information, Mr. Producer. You finally earned your keep today. The House Judiciary Committee. Or he says he's willing to testify before any congressional committee. This is what his lawyer wrote over the weekend. He said, hey, he's fair game. Now, why did Strzok do this? Maybe it's because the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, a guy named Bob Goodlatte, said, we're going to subpoena him. And my only question is, what took so long? Why isn't, I mean, McCabe should have been subpoenaed. This guy should have been subpoenaed. Comey should be recalled. Loretta Lynch should have to stand before the man. Hillary Clinton even. Perhaps Barack Obama. They should all have to come back and tell us exactly what happened here. Clapper, under oath. What's this guy, Carlin? I think his name is John Carlin I've been talking about. He needs to come under oath. A lot of these people. Lisa Page. I suspect that if Mueller does his job, he may definitely need those 150 subpoenas, but it just won't be for who he thought it was. Get him ready. Strzok's lawyer is a guy named Eitan Goldman, called Goodlatte's pursuit of a warrant wholly unnecessary. Yeah, let me tell you, the threat of that subpoena is what got Strzok to say, I got to get up here and come clean. So he'd rather do it voluntarily. It's going to look better if he says, no, I want to tell my side of the story. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I believe this guy he's at more risk than anybody right now. It used to be McCabe. And I don't know where McCabe is hiding out. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't have to know his life. I've watched enough Bourne series movies to know that McCabe is on the run. He's got a food taster. You know what I'm saying? He's watching everybody. He's checked in somewhere under an alias, and he is watching everybody. His family is living with in-laws that nobody knows. I mean, he has got these people running. I don't even have to know this. I wish there was somebody in D.C. that could verify, because I like speculating and then people, you were right, Kevin. He's in a cabin in Wisconsin. Hunkered down. Oh, man. Yeah. Subpoena. And he's going to testify. There are people who are scared to death of what this guy's going to say. Or they're trying to work with him to counsel him, because this is big news.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.